to Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. So, how everybody doing?
I'm great.
Yo.
Good.
New year.
Not new year. 2021. We ain't got no New Year's resolutions.
Nah, bullshit.
We stopping New Year's resolutions.
There we go.
As you can see, all these New Year's resolutions ain't nobody did. Look what the fuck happened.
Hey. Okay, wait. You get a bow for 2020. If you did not stick to your goal in 2020, we understand.
2020
is messed everything. Yeah. If you stuck to your goal in 2020.
I don't know. I kind of kept my goal because my goal was like get rid of the titties, and I did that.
You know, objectively speaking, I had a pretty fire 2020.
I definitely had a fire 2020. Right? I got this
transformer. Like, outside of the major shit that, you know, that went down as a whole, you know, I individually had a fire 2020.
Right. The world ain't have a good 2020.
Right. The country definitely didn't have a good 2020.
I definitely made the best out of mine.
Mm-hmm. For sure. 2020.
That's what real people do.
I don't know, Kimbo. Kobe took me that through there, bro.
Did you get COVID?
Did you get COVID?
Nah. Well, okay. Shit. It's a success.
How you just gonna say that and you ain't getting it, man?
I mean, I'm just
took you down.
I said Kobe. Oh, you said Kobe. I thought you said Kobe.
We lost a lot of good people.
Oh, yeah, man. In chat, man.
Bro, rest in peace, MF Doom, bro.
Rest in peace, MF Doom.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know that, you know,
some tears got shedded.
2020 took a lot of good people, you know.
It
took a lot
of people.
I thought I was gonna get bored, but I didn't get as bored as I thought I was gonna get. TV was pretty busy.
Tiger King was out.
I didn't see that.
I definitely didn't see that.
Don't waste your time.
Thank you.
No, you definitely need to watch that shit. That shit was the best thing on Netflix.
For a solid week, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a question. Oh, what if like some of these shows that they said had like 3-4 seasons really wasn't on there damn last years? Like You, was y'all remember seeing You the past couple of other years?
I watched
the first season. I ain't really messed with it. So
when it came out,
I definitely didn't watch You when it first came out.
I don't really watch nothing at first.
A lot of them shows I did not know was out until I was just stuck in the house.
I don't watch TV like that, so yeah. I definitely wouldn't know.
That's exactly what I do.
Man, I found out a lot of stuff entertainment-wise.
Man, 2020 was a year, but I hope niggas don't go into 2021 thinking this shit gonna be sweet.
What you mean, go into? We in it.
We 10 days in right now.
I
don't think 2020 gonna be no sweeter than 2021, than 2020 was. I don't think the year gonna be no sweeter.
You think gonna be more?
We already got this bullshit off already, so.
We?
The country. They didn't already start this bullshit already.
They.
So.
Thank you. Don't put.
Yeah, they.
This.
They.
Them motherfuckers.
Come on now.
Who would have thought all it took to get the government to listen was a gun?
Who would have thought?
That's all it took to shut some down.
It was
man. The answers of 2021.
I saw a video. Listener discretion advised. I saw a video the other day where, you know, they was trying to barge into the room, and you know, whatever agent was behind the door with the blick, and he seen a nigga climb up on the shit, and all he do is see a nigga drop, and it was like, oh, he shot him, nigga. What you think you're supposed to do?
Oh, don't climb up,
man. I damn near grabbed my controller and started playing Call of Duty. I'm like, shoot this nigga, shoot this.
Oh, for sure. If I was in the Capitol building as you know, Secret Service or National Guard, I'm spraying without praying.
I'm helping my country.
Right, because niggas would have been, because us as black people, y'all know, we would have been flash fried on the lawn.
Right.
I would have.
They would have came out with lasers.
Oh God.
Stupid.
On some real shit, whole lasers, nigga.
I got a question.
They would have loved it.
I got a question. So, like, when Black Lives Matter came through their protesting, they just marched. They had the Capitol on lockdown.
On lock.
Like hundreds of armed security guards.
They ain't had no guns. They showed up unarmed. That's how you don't get to march up the steps. The answers are 2021. Keep the blicky. Like, what is we talking about?
Hey,
if
man.
You want to be safe, keep the blicky.
I'ma wait till you stop lying. I'ma stop you when you land there, man.
You gotta have your blickies. You gotta have your blickies clean.
You put a good analogy right there.
Look, if you ain't got one, go get one.
Please, my people, please, black people, get them before you get your weed license. Please.
Yes.
Get the guns first. Then go get
your weed. If you're trying to go to the Capitol and bang.
Yeah, don't go get your weed license first now. Don't go tell the state you handicapped and then go try to get the blicky. That ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. Go stack up.
If you're trying to go to the Capitol and bang, all you gotta do is keep that thing. That's it.
Alright, we done right. We are done the right. Hey,
you can finesse by the words, bro. Don't pay attention to the macking. Don't pay attention to the macking.
But nah, for real, like they had hundreds of thousands of motherfuckers running up into the Capitol building. 5 people died. Rest they soul, 5 people died. Well, rest one of their soul, because one of them was an officer. Rest one person soul.
First of all, y'all must see how people under the shade room going in on them folks.
One of the people who died killed themselves, though.
What? Yeah, they
said, yeah.
You went to the Capitol to fucking blow your head off.
Nah, he was an old ass dude. He had tased himself. He tased himself in his balls.
What?
He got a heart attack and died.
I know you laugh.
Hey, yo. My boy went out crazy.
I feel like that's a good end of 2020, though. We needed that shit to happen.
Tase nuts?
Yeah, an old nigga died from tase nuts. That's the way. How 2020 ended. Oh, an old nigga died. Tase himself in the nuts. Had a heart attack.
Boy, that's a year.
Motherfucking year.
That shit happened this year.
That shit happened last week.
I'm talking about on the 5th.
He brought the year in with
tased
nuts.
Nah,
roasted.
We ain't talking about the heart attack.
Hey, man. If that's the case, we need to stop this time right now. I don't know what's gonna top that.
Push pause on 2021. Push pause on 2021.
I need a smoke break to see what's gonna top that.
Boy, anybody in their 20s right now have lived through some shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
If you in your 20s,
we saw a global pandemic. Like, we literally saw the world.
We in it, but
shut down.
We've been in the pandemic for a year now.
A whole year.
Swine flu was a few months.
This is still going on right now.
Swine flu wasn't even a year.
We still in this bitch, boy.
Well, actually, you know, they found out about coronavirus.
Hey, wait. Y'all want to know, like, I ain't gonna say, like, corona made me make this funny, but.
Yes, it did.
It kind of makes this funny now. Do y'all remember Ebola?
Yeah.
They told you to catch Ebola from eating cabbage?
Yeah, no, like, I'm just saying, during Ebola, it was like the same symptoms, the same way to contract it. We ain't stop shaking hands.
We ain't with no man.
We said, fuck Ebola.
They also said that you would shit yourself a lot if you had Ebola. That's one thing that COVID don't have. You shit yourself.
Damn. I don't know. I heard somebody say that had diarrhea.
Damn.
God.
Wow,
bro. That's hard. Bro, but you're right, though. We had H1N1, swine flu, bro. Right. Niggas is that bitch piecing everything up, shaking hands, you know what I'm saying? Stealing the party.
Oh, y'all put a whole new meaning on sick on the beat. Well, niggas been sick their whole life.
Beyonce said she sneezed on the beat and the beat got sick.
Boy. Yeah.
We know why.
Hey, now why I hear niggas say, oh, I'm sick with it. I'm be like, oh, you a 90s baby.
I'm ill.
Oh, hey, nah, damn. Hey,
y'all want to know something? I feel like we are going to be the hardest parents to fucking tell that you sick.
Oh, we're not going to take shit serious.
We ain't going to take none of the sicknesses serious. You come coughing. Oh, boy, you ain't got no corona.
Yo, ain't going to school. Yeah, ain't going to school. Yeah, ain't going to school. I don't give a fuck.
Lung cancer. Well, you better get you about one time.
Shit. We going to be out here giving kids like hot toddies and shit.
Hey, but I do got a question, though, about this coronavirus. How was corona getting a cure so quick? Ooh. And a lot of these other colds and illnesses still,
AIDS.
Still
alive.
You know, the common cold. You know, I wasn't gonna say AIDS, but you know,
no, we gonna take it.
We got, but I'm saying, we got the vaccine before Flint got clean water.
Ooh, boy,
bro, you know the common cold.
Hold on, stand up, son. Oh my god,
that shit was ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Well, that shit fake and fuck.
And all you gotta do is change the pipes.
Come on, man.
Well, okay. COVID was a national crisis.
It was a real crisis.
Brown water ain't a crisis. It may not be national, but boy, when your water is brown.
A whole lot.
Now, I know. Now, you know as a kid.
Now, what's coronavirus?
Now, you know as a kid. You know, as a kid, your parents told you to leave the water running just a little bit before you start using it.
Sure did.
I mean, but you saw the brown water come out.
They
you
don't count in flame, bro, because you just leave it running.
It's just brown.
It just turned different colors.
Bro, like,
it's everything but clear.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Hey, you know, Big Gretch gonna figure it out.
Who is that?
The governor. Gretch. Of Michigan. She gonna figure it out, bro. I don't know, bro. I'm just talking shit.
We know. That's what we know. What you don't know, what we know.
They did say Obama went down there and faked like the water was clean.
Yeah, he took a half a sip.
Nah, he didn't take no sip. He poured he poured some Fiji water in a cup.
I was thinking that shit. I was thinking that shit.
No.
That didn't look good on Obama.
No. that cup clearer than diamonds. You talking about some is from Flint? Nah.
Ice cold, no ice.
Ice cold, no ice. It's 80 degrees.
Directly pour from a bar.
Nigga, that's some spray water.
From Mount Everest.
Damn.
He got that shit imported.
Come on, man.
Fresh from the waters of Bora Bora.
Alright, now y'all just playing that.
It's real talk though.
I want to stop.
You know, President ain't drinking regular good water, man. He's drinking the best of the best water.
If you were president, would you drink the best water?
The hell yeah.
You're not going to have no choice. All this was going to be in the refrigerator.
Fact.
Ain't nothing going to be in the... Nigga.
Osaka pretty fire water though.
It is. But
so you ain't gonna at least tapify it? Hell no. Nah. If I'm the president, fuck no.
For what?
First of all, I gotta walk a mile across the White House to get to the first faucet.
Well, you already in the kitchen. Cause you know, you the president, nigga. You like to eat a lot.
The president ain't cooking the motherfucking thing.
I'm in the kitchen. Wait, I'm gonna get a bottle of water. I got some right there. Room.
Bro, ain't nothing.
Wait, why am I in the kitchen?
They finna have core essential.
Okay, yeah, you can't be the president, bro. The president can't be in the kitchen now, Pat.
I'm not saying every day. I'm saying a midnight snack. I'm gonna whip a midnight snack because I'm president. Pat gonna be the president in the kitchen at 2 a.m. making motherfucking peanut butter cookies.
I mean, I'm gonna stop you by no damn way. You not lying.
And then it's burgers, fries, and cookies.
With a milkshake.
Okay, I'll have somebody fix the milkshake, but I'm fixing the burger, fries, and the cookies
in the White House.
Yo, if I'm the president, I'm next day airing all my deliveries. Next day air every time.
My nigga is not gonna do nothing in life no more. He gonna need maid service, butler service. Nah, I'm good. I'm gonna whip up my Rotel in the White House.
Yeah,
I'm not. I need my black Secret Service agent to go ahead and, you know.
Are you
go ahead, and make a, go ahead and make a call and get somebody
in there. I don't want no shit. Black men dying for me.
Are your Secret Service agents going to be of the Caucasian variety?
Everybody, they got to jump in front of bullets for me.
Nah, fuck that. I'm going to get some
you You're not going to have your Secret Service, your black Secret Service mask just and to talk shit with?
Fred.
Marine Guards.
I ain't going to have all. Everybody. All my Secret Service white.
I'm going to look like an easy lick. You're going to be out here looking green in the streets out here.
Yeah.
Not if I'm the president.
Listen, bro.
Even your sniper, everybody just white as it. Come
on, man. I can't have a Caucasian.
Oh, yeah. We should vote against this nigga.
I definitely want black sniper.
that ain't your Secret Service.
You know, one day the world, one day the world's wars is going to be fought over the internet. They finna just get the best Call of Duty players online and just battle other countries.
I'm dead.
Team deathmatch.
That'd be stupid.
Team deathmatch. Team deathmatch versus Russia.
Can't vote.
CIA versus Spetsnaz.
You don't know America like I know America. America don't fight on America's turf.
Bro. Oh, nah. Hell no.
Can't vote.
We ain't never got our shit off over here.
Oh, hell.
Right. Which we just saw last week. Us on us.
What the fuck man come on?
No, it was them on them. It wasn't us.
It was definitely them on them.
It wasn't us.
If you want to know why them mad, and you heard it here on Stop Me If I'm Lying first, them mad because the black woman in office.
It ain't that man. It's that woman.
It ain't that man.
I ain't gonna say what some of them like to say, but you know what I'm saying. It's because of that guy.
The color guy.
You know the word I want to use, but they ain't. You know what I'm saying?
They don't want
to
see a color guy in that office.
They don't
want
to see that guy up there.
What?
They should.
What gonna happen with the first female president? Come on now. When Oprah takes that job.
I'm not voting for Oprah.
You just learned rich people should not be president.
We really just learned it.
You voted for Kanye.
If you rich already,
you wanted 3,000 people.
You voted for Kanye. You wanted them. You wanted them 1,000 people in Mississippi that voted for Kanye.
I refuse to close my vote.
Definitely voted for Kanye. He definitely did.
Kanye had one rally in Charlotte, and niggas was like,
I don't think about it. I ain't did it, though.
I don't know.
It was just because he was black. I voted for everybody black on me when I voted.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I did not vote for Kanye. But if you looked at Kanye's name and did not feel some type of esteem as a black person, you're an asshole.
I saw Kanye's name on the ballot.
The same way they did Condoleezza Rice, you're an asshole. Black people finally get there and it be your own people.
Man, don't vote for that nigga.
Wait a minute. Come on, need more niggas on the card.
I saw Kanye West on the ballot and I was like, I laughed.
That's what I did.
It was an audible laugh. Like the people next to me could hear me laugh.
You know how much hope he gave people now?
I don't know why.
I ain't gonna lie. Think about the little boy that wants to be a rapper. Now he might want to be a president now.
He saw Kanye. Be like, a rapper turned president like Kanye.
This boy might go to school and actually learn.
Kanye might actually be the president.
He gonna be rapping while in law school.
Donald Trump was the president, goddamn.
Ain't no nigga in law school gonna go up there and spit his dissertation and his first words gonna be, why everything's supposed to be bad make me feel so good.
Everything they told me
not to is exactly what I would.
Bill Clinton got head in the Oval Office. I don't think that would be that bad.
Y'all was mad for Bill Clinton getting his dick sucked and y'all just let 1,000 motherfucking white people just storm the Capitol.
All I'm saying is, if for any reason, hopefully you not in court for no reason, but what say like you in court and your lawyer be like, all right, we got you, bro. Listen to this 5 mixtape of mine. And you go home, listen to him, he's actually 5. You know, I'm rocking with this guy.
If Obama dropped a mixtape, would y'all get it?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hopefully he's
Four bars on that.
I'm gonna run it down. I might not listen to it. I'm gonna play it on the volume on zero. Just to show my support. I ain't gonna listen, but I'm gonna stream it.
You don't wanna hear what he got to say though?
So you gonna silent stream that bitch?
Yeah, it depends on the name of the tracks.
No, you just hate the show.
Just say an audio book and let it go.
If he say put a beat on everything. If he got fuck Mitch McConnell on there, I'm streaming that hoe.
What if you got spy ass features?
Yo, Obama got a Kendrick feature?
Come on, Nat. Hov gonna be on that bitch all
you
time.
You know Hov on now.
All the time. You might have you a rip
off. You know Hov on. Come on now.
For some reason, Slim Thug gonna be on that bitch.
You think he gonna get a Drake feature?
I don't think.
Nah, Drake.
Hell nah.
J. Cole.
Obama definitely getting a J. Cole feature.
Y'all sleep on who gonna be on the first song.
Young Thug. 2 Chainz. Oh.
Facts.
I see 2 Chainz being on that bitch, bro.
2 Chainz on the opener.
That nigga got the juice to know somebody.
What if he get Jeezy and Gucci on the same track?
Ooh, goddamn.
Produced by Pharrell and Metro Boomin.
Ooh, goddamn.
Obama doing it now.
Only Obama could do it.
But Obama.
Only Obama could do it.
So, Icy Part 2?
What if he get the...
Why
was
he Obama with the song?
It's gonna go Gucci, Obama, then Jeezy.
Yeah, Gucci going first.
Gucci
got it. His name gonna be OB.
This is all I'm leaving it at this. Well, if they find a way to put in Boondocks version, huh? Produced by Timbaland. Stop Thugnificent.
Stop it, Pat. What? Stop it, Pat. You went too far. You fucked it up.
Get him out. Get him out.
Get him out of here.
What is it? What is Clubhouse, Deshaun?
It's basically just, you know, a networking app where, you know, people of all ilks of life, you know, come together and just get their shit off and cap till they eyes close. So, you know, basically, you know, you could be in the same room with... I could be in the same room with you, or I could be in the same room with Joe Budden or 21 Savage or Mace. You know, all them celebrity niggas, you know. Everybody just want to get in the room and just talk, you know. Obviously, you know how you have people who moderate the rooms and, you know, determine who can and can't speak or whatever.
This world is getting so much bitch made.
Wait, so it's Zoom?
Second.
It's basically vocal Zoom.
Vocal?
You got to be invited to even get on the app, though. Like, you could create a profile and everything, but until somebody nominates you to be in the clubhouse, you can't be in the clubhouse.
Who can invite you?
I think it's still a very young app. I think it's still in beta testing.
So it's teaching segregation.
No, stupid.
That would sound like
that's not what that is.
That's not what that is, stupid.
It's teaching something.
It's teaching something. But it ain't teaching that dumb shit that Pat just said.
Like, you gotta get invited.
Oh, but you got in.
It's not that though.
They be talking about wild shit though. Like, you could, like, they so, like, you could scroll just a few times.
Even if you sign up, you still ain't in.
And the rooms be varied so bad. Like, you can have, like, Black Empowerment with somebody in there. You can have a room with 21 Savage or another celebrity. You can have a...
Is there a room for everybody?
Yes, bro. Yes, bro. They got moan rooms in there. Bitches be out here...
I mean, anybody could join, like, just for every single body, you know, because I feel, and now,
as long as you got an account and somebody you know nominates you to be in there, then you can be in there.
All right, before we go any further, I would like to just retract about, like, 2 steps. Did you say a moan room?
A moan room. Niggas are literally in rooms waiting for bitches to moan.
Wow.
And they giving away money. I'm talking about Cash App's $450.
God damn.
That sounds like very...
Simp shit.
Think about it. If you got just too much money,
and you still ain't no excuse, no bitches.
Ain't no excuse for you to.
It ain't even the money, Kenfo. You just
like you don't know what to do with money now.
So I'm just giving it away on Clubhouse.
You don't know what to do with it.
That's why he ain't got no bitches.
What if he got bitches?
You can't have no business if you in Clubhouse giving all your money.
For moaning.
What if you got both?
45 seconds.
What? How stupid are you trying to make this?
That's a weird ass nigga.
Dumber and dumber by the second.
Oh, I'm just saying, he's a very weird guy, but hey, he got money.
Yeah, he probably...
But yeah, like, they got all types of different rooms in there, you know. They got, you know, financial, you know, rooms for people to get that in. Basically, just a room for you to get your shit off or cap as much as you want, and nobody's going to be able to check you.
I'm still not hearing the difference between that and Instagram. or Facebook.
You don't
or
see Twitter. Anybody. You just hear their voice.
You gotta be invited,
yeah,
bro.
You just hear their voice. It's Zoom with no camera. It's a conference call with thousands of motherfuckers.
What's the benefit of?
You know, it's supposed to be for networking, like I originally said. But you know, you got some people that ain't in there to be networking.
Mm. And there's some people clout chasing.
Just off
of straight. Hey, some of the celebrities be on there be saying some really good shit though.
You and that bit?
Me?
Yeah.
And like, Joe Biden and Mac Miller all in the same clubhouse?
Joe Biden?
Biden?
Oh, Mac Miller, bro.
Mac Miller, bro.
Biden? I mean, shit, Joe Biden, too. Is he on Clubhouse?
No, Joe Biden is not on Clubhouse. This nigga trying to fix a country. He ain't worried about no Clubhouse.
Shit, Trump was on Twitter and all that. And he was over the country.
Now he's banned.
I mean, I kind of feel like...
Thank you,
God. I don't know coon shit, but I kind of feel like, you know, what would that do
for it?
Yeah, like, what just tell him that he can't say shit no more?
Now we decide to block him?
Right. Like, I mean, you kind of impede his First Amendment right, but whatever.
You doing that like a motherfucker.
I mean, it kind of is Twitter jail.
Like, Trump is blocked on everything. Trump is blocked on Twitter.
Still can't post hate speech.
Hate speech is.
They say he blocked
hate speech
on
is a hate speech. Hate speech is subjective. You know it exists, but it's like saying that. Yeah. I said it's subjective.
Like, stop him. He's lying.
A white person called me a nigga, and I'm inclined to beat their ass.
Exactly.
But just because they shouldn't say it doesn't mean that they can't. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
What?
Right. Whatever consequences come as you saying what you said, that's up to me.
Right.
Okay. So if you say some hate speech, I agree. You should stand 10 toes on it. But you're not going to just say that your hate speech is subjective so you can just bag off of it. No. Say that shit proud.
No, what I'm saying is subjective in the terms of, you know, the government allowing me to say what I want to say. So just because you telling me that I shouldn't say that doesn't mean that I can't say it.
When your words have armed people ready to go.
I do agree.
They show you the power of what people say.
Yeah, he definitely incited whatever the fuck.
You put that up there with like look kids to look at and they don't know, then they build you putting racist thoughts in another.
Let it be known that Charles Manson never actually killed anybody of his own. He never actually took a life individually. Mm-hmm. He just incited other people to take other people's lives.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's still a murderer.
No. He's not responsible for the actual murder, but he is responsible for inciting other people. Which is called conspiracy. Which is a crime. If you didn't know. All them thousand motherfuckers that arrested the Capitol building, that's treason. You got the motherfucking National Guard and Capitol Police out here looking like fucking Swiss cheese with all the holes in the defense.
First of all, they let them through.
For sure.
I feel like
no, it's yeah. a video showing them.
They out here letting chicken nuggets walk through the halls. You know what I'm saying?
A
lady with no legs and arms is out here talking about, come on, man. How the fuck you get up them steps?
This shit definitely weird, bro. This whole situation is weird, man.
I mean, it's just a big-ass invitation, man. That
invitation. And it's not like the result was going to change. Like, the counting of the electoral votes is for certification, not overturning. Shit wasn't going to change. Like,
they thought.
They didn't think that they thought they was gonna change.
Niggas thought they had a real chance to get Trump back in president. Nigga, it was over. And it's crazy because Joe Biden won just as bad as Trump won beating Hillary. Mm. It really wasn't that close. Nah, it wasn't close. Fuck it. It wasn't close.
Is Joe Biden going to survive?
Joe Biden won the same place as Trump won to beat Hillary. But now it's some bullshit.
I'm just saying.
But he turned Georgia into a blue state, which had never happened.
Now all we need to do is keep. And Georgia got two to get Democratic senators. Hey.
They got black people with some money out there.
Now all we need is the rest of the South to follow suit.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I think
shit, North Carolina almost made it.
Yep. They like guns too much.
Hey, nigga, we like guns too much.
Hey, yeah, no matter what, the Democrats, Mississippi, Alabama is gonna stay red.
If the Democrats, you know what I'm saying, couple
generations of kids come out,
yeah, it's gonna take a lot. They're gonna have to lose.
They're gonna look.
It's gonna take a lot of generations. Mississippi, Alabama.
All we gotta do is get some of them black folks in them nowhere land areas in Mississippi. Like, cause that's how the Republicans be winning Mississippi. Like, they be voting for the Republicans in them cities with population of 12 people or them shit. Like Coldwater, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? They be out here voting up there.
Mississippi.
Right.
Damn.
Money, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? They be up there voting for them Reds.
I mean, it's only like
12. It's only like 12 of them motherfuckers in there. So you know,
they like white. That stuff the same.
Probably white. Ain't no black people in them shit.
But you know who really be out here voting for Trump in Mississippi? Biloxi.
Facts.
I looked at the map.
No, I'm like talking about. You go down there, like, they have rallies and shit. They be having them on the beach.
I'm talking about Democrats be getting bodied in South Mississippi.
Look at what you just said.
Yeah, man, like, come
you just
on,
said
man,
South
like,
Mississippi. That just tastes racist.
Yeah, bro, you just
it tastes racist coming out your mouth.
You just flip it back to every history book in America.
Oh, we need this. Oh, we need this shit in the history books. Like next week. I need all the pictures. I need the nigga that walking around with the podium from the Speaker of the House. That nigga, I need him in a history book.
Bro, what if I rewrite history?
Got to be in the history book. They need to go on tell these kids like.
What? Who's the author of them history books?
McGraw Hill?
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
That nigga said
McGraw Hill. McGraw Hill? I don't know. Shit.
Is he still alive? Hey, how can I get on the board so I can write a little bit about history?
You gotta be white, fam. You gotta be white.
Tevin.
And your family gotta be one of the Rothschilds or somebody.
Tevin.
Oh, guys, your granddaddy got to be 175.
Oh, my God.
With a good name, he got to be a Hilton or something.
Yeah, they go ahead and put the flag on my whole entire in the backyard. I bet.
Look, listen, if they print the new history books and teach us, like, of our generation start teaching, we're going to be in there and be like, yeah, that was cap. So let me tell you what really happened.
Right? Really went down
to you. I'm going to tell you now, modern history right now in this textbook, cap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Every time my kids open the history book, yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with it. We would just walk around, it was just people just falling out, fuck dead.
Oh, my history teacher, she was on
just
that
breathe,
shit.
Gone. That's what happened. Write that down.
My history teacher, number you know, she'll tell you, she'll let you learn what was in the book, and then she'll have another class like, so y'all know with this, right? Let me make sure y'all know without y'all know the old shit, right? Then she gonna stop class and be like, all right, so let me tell you what really went down.
Hey.
This ain't gonna be on the test, but you
this ain't gonna be on the test, but you need to know.
Hey, no lie. I'm gonna turn out like one or two ways. Either, like, you know, a really, really rich guy. Well, I'm about to turn out a really, really rich guy because I got faith. Or I'll be a granddad-ass rich guy who I'm be like, yeah, I was there. I was everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I was there. I'm be like, granddad.
Oh, God.
This nigga went to get a motherfucking raincoat.
I was on the scene. Yes, take us to there.
We
are not afraid.
He gonna be there. I was in Minnesota.
I was at every historical event.
I was at all the riots across the country at the same time.
I was in Wuhan when they made the coronavirus.
I seen them do it.
Yeah, I was
on
a truck driver.
I seen that one man cough, and when I seen it, I was like, that's going to be it.
That ain't no normal cough right there.
That ain't no normal cough. Sounds wet.
You know, it's a lot of people that don't know what the smoker's cough sound like.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely hard being a smoker now.
Coronavirus is the new blessing.
Smoker cough and sick cough, two different coughs, and if you don't know...
Them smokers cost me dry as the Sahara. Dude.
Like, people be like, throat profiling.
Whoa, pause.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Flag on the play.
Encroachment.
Flag on the play.
Nope, the ball comes back. Nope.
That's 10 yards, I'm sorry. Yeah.
This girl here saying no throat profile.
Here we go. I ain't never profiled a bitch.
Meanwhile, motherfuckers be out here listening to Throat Baby every day.
No niggas don't go. I don't know who that was.
I don't look. I'm not listening to that bullshit.
I don't know who that is.
I heard it one time.
It's catch.
It's a horrible song.
Throw baby.
I heard it one time.
You made it popular to say that shit. Hey, bitch, let me give you some throat babies. Hey. Shit. You popularized it, man. You know what I'm saying? That's acceptable now, I guess.
Whatever happened to daycare?
Yeah, it's a football.
Whatever happened to daycare is they around.
Yeah.
Those
you throw baby first, so he ain't gotta go to daycare.
The daycare is in
the facts. That's how you keep daycare costs down.
Now when bitches about to be out here throwing up abortions, don't look. Look, it's y'all fault.
I don't care how you get rid of them.
Real shit.
Throw baby.
Just no spitters or quitters. Mm.
Just
reel it in.
Hey, I got nasty for 2021.
Oh, the new phrase for nasty, the new phrase for the freak shit is demon time.
On me, Kenfo. On me, bro.
Nah, demon time. Nah.
I'm talking about deep demon dick. Triple D. That's what we giving that all 2021.
Damn. Okay.
Deep demon dick.
I fuck with that. Yeah.
I don't know about that, dick, boss.
Bro, no, I don't, like, don't want to put my dick and demon in the same thing. My dick be benefits. It don't.
I bless.
You know, they got devil. Yeah. They got devil food cake. You know, that's probably the top five best cake ever.
True, but I feel like my dick is heavenly.
Oh, you got the angel food cake.
Yeah. Black angel food cake.
Hey, I know this is way off topic.
Like, very much so.
I don't even know how we
spend this weird right now. All 2021 fellas, we going to the back door of that pussy.
To the back
door. You gotta open the back door.
So you're saying,
if you ain't opening the back door, you need to go back to 2020 and try again.
You putting the thumb in the back door?
The back door of the pussy, bro.
Oh, you ain't say that. I was going to say, whoa, flag is the one. Whoa, hey, the flag was whoa. Yeah.
I definitely say okay.
So, other words, Fred, you saying all 21 give A plus dick all the time?
No, he's not saying that.
That's not what he's saying.
That's not what
he's
saying.
Pat,
don't be.
No, BJ, he is not saying that. He is not. Pat did not. No, Fred did not say swing for the fences first round.
What'd you say? Deep demon dog dick. That sound like A plus.
That was both demons, boy.
That nigga
said deep, deep diving.
That boy, man. I was trying to get all men.
Deep demon dick from the dungeon out here.
Dick.
Hey, I'm just saying, hey, man.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Hey, man.
I'll
get
here.
Hey, well, bro.
Let me clarify. Let me clarify for everybody. It is deep demon dick.
That sounds like A plus.
That don't mean every time. You know, this for all the men that ain't never gave A plus before. They ain't never been to the back door of the pussy before.
No, man.
They don't even know it's a back door back there.
Don't come through the front door, through the back.
I mean, so you telling me just off rip, niggas come in through the back door off rip without even
touching the front door.
Off rip? You
ain't ring the doorbell or nothing.
That shit like,
my nigga just walked in.
Oh, everything.
The back door. The back door. Now I got cool.
Through the back door, nigga.
Now I got cool with you yet or nothing.
If she say make yourself at home.
You can't get this.
She say mi casa and su casa.
Just off real.
That's what she's saying with showing the legs up. Mi casa
and su casa. That ain't sound like, man.
He said he gonna be in this bitch with kick feet up.
That's how A plus it to me. I come through kicking my feet up through back door. That sound like A plus to me.
That shit's stupid,
I don't know how else to give C minus back though.
Nigga, you cap.
That sound crazy as a motherfucker.
Yeah, Pat, you too.
So you ain't never just like, I ain't gonna give it a whole 9 this time. You swing for the fence every day.
And Thug said it best, man. Sometimes, baby, it's time for you to put in the work. He ain't say it like that. But you gotta do the work this time and some shit like that.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's a Bible verse, too.
See, that's how you know Pat NBA career wouldn't have been no more than 10 years. Cause
if you just deep stroking her vagina, careful, it's still a vagina. It's a muscle. You can definitely bruise her, Kempo.
I'm not saying deep stroke. I just
said
A+.
But you said A+ every time. I'm swinging for the fence every time.
Every time.
See, you're going to be like Derrick Rose.
I don't give a damn. You're going to bruise the fuck out of her.
You're going to be like Derrick Rose. Just tear your ACLs back to back in. trying to go too fast.
It's time to step on the court. I'm trying to win.
She going
to
run out of pussy in her 20s. Fucking with that.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. She ain't going to have no more pussy left. He going to fuck all the pussy.
And that means no more. And that means no more for you, too.
I never heard that.
Damn.
I never heard that.
Hey, man.
I'll be damned. I hear him up.
Hey, look.
Hell.
Hey, look. You can run out, I feel like.
Nah.
Yeah, you know, rejuvenation is a thing for a reason, bro. Yes, you can.
Nah.
They bring that.
If your girl run out of pussy, I got the plug to help her get it back.
I got the plug.
Real talk. Yeah.
I got the plug. To snatch that pussy back.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in snatching it back?
Every time.
But you need to be snatched back.
Every time, you know. What's you playing the game? You want to play the game?
You got to conserve the pussy.
We know Pat
speed
play
BJ. A, speed, BJ.
Pat
speed.
Play on, we know Pat play the pussy at recruit difficulty.
Straight Hall of Fame, man. Straight Hall of Fame.
You on rookie difficulty.
I'm not.
Wonder why the system overheated.
He breaking the controller.
Man, I'm just saying, man, why not do passion every single, like, A+ passion. Just,
no, A plus is not passion. That is not.
Look, listen.
Like, I mean, whoa, how?
You can be passionate and not give A+. Like, passion comes passionate. Man. So you ain't slow stroking nothing at all. You ain't never slow stroking.
Hit jackrabbit every time.
Jackrabbit the whole time.
That's not A+. That's just jackrabbit.
So what's jackrabbit?
So you saying you going as deep as you can go?
No,
best
I'm not
sex
saying...
every time.
I'm not saying best sex every time. I'm saying I'm finna goddamn that pussy every time. Goddamn it, I'm finna goddamn it give it.
What if your B+ is a goddamn for her? What if you could give subjectively B penis and still and she got her rocks off from you?
Shit, okay. That's good,
then. I'm point to why you shouldn't go A+ every time.
I mean, I'm going A+ for me. I'm going to play the game.
See, you're doing it wrong.
What for what?
You play the game not to win, but to get invited back.
And this has been the Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe, share, review.
Please drink water.
And most importantly, tell a friend.
Wear your mask.